Okay, today we're going to complete Siv Gimel. The Chaber, the Shach, and the Chavis Das are the three pieces of the puzzle. And really, to try to tell you or give you a focus, because it becomes quite complicated, our assumption today is that the Mechaber's case, everybody knows. The Gemara's case of Kavua, when you went into a store, you don't know which store you went into, that's Kavua Kemetza Mechza Dami, so that we know that's the case of Kavua. If you find meat in the street, that's called the Parish Meruba Parish, and that we're assuming everybody knows. Last week we learned the Shach, and I'll review the Shach outside. And the job today is to get two things clear. Number one, the Chavis Das, who's matmiya, shtaka kasha on the Shach. A, the way the Chavis Das learns. And then B, to come back and understand the Shach. So it sounds simple enough. We're going to learn a Shach with a kasha on the Shach. So basically, all we have to do today is learn the way the Chavis Das understands, learn the way the Shach understands, and then apply it halacha l'maase. So it sounds simple enough. It's complicated because the variations are really the same thing. You always have nine butcher stores and one butcher store, and there's so many variations of it that it can become confusing. So as I told you last week, you're very fortunate.
You have a maggid shiur that will be very clear to you, and you'll understand everything, provided that you stay awake. And I saw they had on tape of they had a trip to Eretz Yisrael from the Megiddo Shir Daf Yomi 6 years ago before the Siyum, and they went into Rav Chaya Kanievsky with a list of questions. So one question was, if someone falls asleep at the Daf Yomi, whether you should wake him up or let him sleep. So Rav Chaya said the first time you should wake him up. But after he falls asleep again, well, it's going to help. You know, they feel just so drowsy. So I don't know. In yeshiva, I usually tell the boys that, you know, if they fall asleep in the first 10 minutes, that's their fault. If they fall asleep after 10 minutes, that's my fault. So, you know, it depends when. Here, you can easily lose the track. So we have to do is we'll go through again the Shach. The Shach is basically three cases. A Ra'ah, a Rajban, a Ran. So there's no Shach Levitaria for now. The Rajba's case, the Ra's case, the Rajba's case, they're not arguing. And the Ran who argues. And then we're going to get to the Chavis Das. So, this is supposed to be helpful. No, the Baruch Hashem. Let's back to normal, no? Okay. So, what?
It was good yesterday.
Yeah, finally. Okay. The show without it. The okay. The Ra'ah said, write the first words of Shach Yudal, the Kosev Ra'ah, that if you have in the city 10 stores, all muzik to be basa kasha, all assumed to be kasha, and he bought from one of them, he doesn't know which one, and then you find out that one of them is selling treif. So for today's purposes, it's selling only treif. We're not talking here about bittul in the store. So you assume you have 10 kosher stores, and then after you go shopping, you find out one of the stores is selling treif. So we know which store is selling treif. It's all over the papers. But you don't remember which store you purchased from. So even though it's not exactly the case of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ra'ah said, since it's a Safik HaChanuyais, you don't remember from which store you purchased, that's considered Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechza Dami, and therefore it would be Aser. Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechza Dami, and therefore it's Aser.
The
Safik being that at the time you bought it, there was no Safik, and didn't do anything wrong by forgetting, and that's still good. The Rajba comes along, and the Rajba on the Ra'ah says a different case. The Shach says they're not arguing. The Rajba is just clarifying. He agrees with the Ra'ah. And the Rashba says, if you know which store you brought from, but afterwards we find out that there was treifus in one store. The example was that they took out, let's say, the intestines of all the meat. It was all in one pile. You don't have to be baidik the intestines of an animal. But someone went and found treifus in one of them. So now let's assume each of the 10 stores has one animal, and you don't know which one has the treifa animal. So in that case, the suffix is not in a suffix of breiris hachanuyais. It's a suffix of whether the meat you have is kosher. And the shach said that if you purchased it, it's not there anymore, call the parish meruba parish. So far it's very good. A person went shopping when all 10 stores were kosher. After he took it out, they developed a suffix. If the suffix is, I don't remember which store I purchased in, that's kavua. If you remember which store you bought in, and the suffix is which store had treifa meat, that's called a parish, meruba parish. You took it out already, called a parish, meruba parish.
Even though the suffix is in the tenth, the big pile in the street of all the 10 treifas.
Well, there, in the pile of intestines, there's no suffix. We know which one's treifa, which is kosher. Suffix is on the meat in the store, which one comes from this animal. If you do DNA testing, I guess you can figure it out, but Lamaisa your besupik, and that's called, the Rashba says, called the parish meruba parish. Now agav, the Chavis Tas will talk about this, comes out from the Rashba. If you found all the intestines and you didn't buy it yet, it's still in the store, so the Rashba saying then they're all going to be awesome, right? The Rashba says, if you bought it already, you know which store you bought it from, and now we don't know which store is treif, so we say it called the parish. Implicit in that Rashba is a chumra, that whatever is still in the store is a problem. Whatever is still, you have 9 stores of kosher and 1 store of treif, that's a problem. Now, that mashmois is going to be, that's what it sounds like. He's saying if you bought it, it's called a parish. So I'm going to come back, because that's the Chavis Das is going to harp on this, and I'm going to put that aside. So again, the cases are simple,
but that meat is
and
kosher.
That's not. The meat you bought already is kosher. Yeah. Now, the third thing he bought is not. So that's the Chavis Das is kosher. Okay, good. The third thing that's brought in the shach is the Shita Saran. Important Shita Saran. He says we never say kavua lemafreya. Kavua is only when at the time you bought it, it was known 9 are kosher and 1 is treif. But kavua is not a svara. Kavua is a gzeres hakasav. We learn out of a pasuk. The idea that kol kavua kemetza ametza dami chidishu ve'ein lachabai ela chidushai, the Ran says, and it's only, it doesn't apply lemafreya. Retroactively, we don't say kol kavua, and therefore, in all the cases where you go shopping and there's no known problem, you bought something, and later on you have sveikis, even if your suffix is breiras achanuyais, it doesn't matter. Which is the case that we learn it from, where it's nikir b'shas ma'isa, we know there's 1 and 9. That's called kavua kemetza ametza dami. But if it happens later, we never say kavua lemafreya. Now, and it's always called the parish. And therefore it's permitted when it's 9 kosher stores and 1 treifa store. By the time you bought it, we thought all 10 were kosher. You took it out, then it's permitted. This is the Chiddush of the Ran. We don't paskin like the Ran. The Rashba and Ra'ah don't hold like him. But it's a tziruf. The Chachma Sadam brings it as a Yesh Aymer. And I'll hopefully today mention a kitchen case where it came up, where the Ran is used as a tziruf, which we'll get to much later. What?
It's not the case of Los Angeles also.
Oh, so let's just to illustrate the case in Los Angeles. The case in Los Angeles was a case where they discovered the Omavar at 3 p.m. on Erev Pesach that the man had treifus in his store. So the question was if it's kavua. Now there we know it's store, but in that store there were 300 cases of kosher and 8 cases of treif. Now assuming that that's accurate, so called the parish Meruva parish, called kavua kemetzah metzah. According to the Ran, it's certainly mutter. Because when I bought it, it wasn't known that there's treifus. Even according to the Ra'ah and the Rashba, it's mutter. Because they say that once you took it, it's called a parish. Unless your question is, Bereira Sachanuyas. Unless your question is, I don't remember where I got it. Here it's not a question of where did I get it. So here it's mutter, Sai like the Rashba, Sai like the Ran. Now somebody could argue and say, 1 minute. The fellow that was the Zayif, the crook, he knew about the Shaila Bishas Maisa. So the answer we used is what the Chazanish said, that a Mumer who has no Nemanis is not called Kavua. The Lashon, I think, was Mali Notle Achbar, Mali Notle Mumer. A person who has no Nemanis is no different than the Gemara has a case where an Achbar goes over to a mixture of chametz and matzah and takes it out, so we go bus arrive. And we say he took whatever was right. You don't say kalkavua.
It's not one selling only trade, it's one selling.
I told you for our purposes he's selling only trade. Because otherwise it becomes a double shy. It's a dovish and minyaloi bottle. So I have to explain and hope you'll all follow. I mentioned to you last week that there were two articles published explaining Rebelsky's heter. There were two totally different explanations. And each one said Rebelsky reviewed it. So it sounds like a problem. It wasn't a problem. There are two issues here. There's one issue of Kavua and Parish, which is an issue of called the Parish Move of Parish. There's a separate issue of Bittel Barayv. Where Dava Chashev is not bottle, we call that Kavua de Rabbana. Now, you need two heterim. To be mutter, you need the heter we discussed now, the Ran and the Rashba, which takes off Kavua de Raisa. The next Sif Dalet, which we're going to get to next week, in Yitzhak Hashem, deals with the question of a Dava Chashev not being bottle, and when you parish from a mixture, what do we do? And that issue we'll get to in Yitzhak Hashem next week. Happens to be the same Rashba discusses that. But it's a separate sif. And therefore it's true, there's one heter to take off the isser of kavua, to make it parish, minatayra. Then, what you're bringing up, the issue of it, this is davar chashev, it's not bottle, sifti harei l'schambet, it's not bottle. So how could it be mutter? So we're going to see in sif dalid how that works. Okay, so there are the two issues. We're dealing today not with issues of bittel, but issues of called the parish, Meruva parish, and called Kavua Kemetzah Metzah. So that's our issue.
A carcass of a cow in a butcher store is always full of double kosher.
That's next week. Okay. Now, our discussion for today is the Chavis Das's kasha. Okay, our discussion for today is the kasha of the Chavis Das, and what do we do with it? Chavis Das asks on the Rashba. Okay, the Ra'ah was easy. The Ra'ah said, if you don't know which store you bought it in, it's kavua. Even though the suffix was nisbar, even though there was no suffix when you shopped, later it was nisbar. But if you're not sure which store, then that's called kavua. Ra'ah was easy enough. The Rashba is complicated. The Rashba said that if you buy from a store, and later on we find treifus in one of the intestines of one of the animals, we don't know which store. So if you bought it, called the parish, Meruva parish. But the Rashba is saying, if it's still in the store, then call kavua kemetzah metzadam. Which means that the Rashba is saying that in a case where you have 10 stores, each has one animal, and they're all Erlich Yidden, they had a Shechita, they did a B'dikas Areya, they're all butcher store selling. And they all got their meat from, let's say, from one place. They all got their meat, and there's a shaykhit, and the butcher stores take, and now the sheikh had piled up all the intestines, and he finds trephis in one. So whatever is still in the store is called kavua kamechza, all 10 are asr. All 10 now are asr according to the Rashba. The Rashba says, what you bought is called a parish. What's still in the store is called kavua kamechza amasada. So the Chabiz Das says the question that number of you asked last week, Dr. Hamawi just asked this week, Chabiz Das in Sivkot and Gimel says, Devarav hen kushi ha'havana. What it says here is very, very difficult to understand. And he says, Hosha kosmi, the taruvas chanuyas, kagai shenim sereya treifav, loy neidemeze chanus. Have a kavua deraisa. If it's still in this store, it's kavua. L'chayr tamua. Kiva sheina iser nikr b'makaymai. Yeshar alaymer. Did this battle arrive? It's no kavua. It's not nikr b'makaymai. The rule of kavua is that something has to be nikr in its place of origin. That's called nikr b'makaymai. If something is not nikr where it is, that's not kavua. That's not called kavua kemechza amechza dami. And therefore, the chumra of kavua has nothing to do with this case where the butcher store, no butcher store ever knew which one has the trefa intestines. It's not nikr b'makaylai. It's no different. The Ra holds of a concept of Taruvah Sachaduyas. The Ra's case is you have one tray for Chanos and nine kosher that are mixed. It was not known, but he doesn't care about Lamafreya. So the Kilu was known, so Mimela, still it's a regular case of Kavuah. It doesn't matter if it's the healed, he holds his sale, Lamafreya. So this is, it's a very stark Akash. It sounds almost impossible to answer. And what do you do? It's a shach, it's a rajba. And the Chaviz Das confuses us because half of the Chaviz Das, he explains his own opinion on the matter. And then in the second half of the Chaviz Das, he says, Akshav Novi Levar Kavanas Hashach. Now, forget my kasha, I'll explain the shach. So it's very, very difficult to know exactly what he means, halacha lamaisa, but what is clear is that there are two parts of the Chaviz Das. The first part, which is about the first 15 lines of the Chaviz Das, where he explains his shita. And then, where he explains the Shach shita. So what we're going to do now is do two things. We'll explain shita of Chaviz Das, or the Chiddush of the Chaviz Das. And from there, we'll try to go to the Shach and a possible way of resolving the issue. So what we have now, really, you have two things that are in the bank that we're not having problems with. The round holds, you don't say l'mafreya, and that nobody's discussing. That's the round shita. Question: we pass like the round. The round holds, you don't say kavua l'mafreya. We have that. Nothing to do with the Chaviz Das. The Ra'a himself also disagrees with the round. He says anytime you have a suffix, which store you went to, the suffix hachanuyais is always kavua. So there, it's also not an issue. The Raw holds that way, the Ran holds that way, we pass it like the Raw, except when we have Tzerufim, which hopefully we'll discuss. The complicated case is the case with the intestines, the example I gave you, where you find a trephis, you don't know in which store it is, and how exactly do you deal with it?
You talk about the store, you knew which store was trephis, in other words.
You know which store you shopped in.
We don't want store.
You know exactly which store you shopped in. But you don't know if it's kosher or not. Because
yeah, there was one store which you know was the same trade.
No, we don't know which.
No.
The Ra's case, we know which. The Ra's case, we know which one. It was exposed, he's trade. And there were, you don't remember which one you shopped in. That's Kokovor. The Rajba's case, there were no bad guys. I mean, everybody's honest. Everyone shafted. And they sold. And we found that one of the animals was treif. We don't know which one.
The
Ra'a says we know which store it is. And you don't remember which store you bought in. Safik Chanuyais is kavua. Fine. That's the Ra, not like the Ran. If you just brought the Ra and the Ran, it would be a regular Machlokes Rishayim. You say it, Mafreya or not. You're on the ball. Chavis Das in his Kasha says this Kasha. He says, Maliv, it's all in one place. Maliv, it's in a bunch of places. It should be bottled. Either it's bottled or it's not bottled. But Chavis Das, that's the language of his question. If you look when he turns the page, Ma hefrish yesh beimunach b'shtei batim. What's the difference? If people bought it from one store, it's in two stores, what's the difference? The Rajwal, it's also if you didn't buy it. The question is, what's the difference? That's the question. Okay, so let me tell you the Chavis Das first, and then we'll come back to the more complicated issue of the Rajwal, the way the Shach is bringing it. Chavis Das says something not complicated. It's a Chiddush, not complicated. He says, if you asked me, the case should be a different case. Now listen carefully, because this case has implications in the 20th century, 21st century. He says, I would have said a different case. A case where you have 10 stores all owned by people who have no nemanis, all owned by Goyim, or alone by Mumrim, there are 10 stores, you know 9 are kosher and 1 is not. You know the Rav HaMashgiach, you know the Rav HaMachshir, and you know 9 stores are good and 1 store is no good. And you go shopping. They're all owned by owners that have no nemanis, and you have independent yediyah, you looked into it, and you found that 9 are kosher and 1 is treif. Later, you don't remember which store is the reliable store and which 9 are not. You forgot. Happens you went once to visit some out of town place. You went to, I don't know, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and there are 10 stores, and all owned by Goyim, and all say they're kosher. And you looked into it, you inquired by the Rabbanim, then you found out that 1 is reliable and 9 are not reliable. Fine.
You knew that one of them you bought it from and you don't know which one.
You know from which one you bought it. If you have a Suffolk Chanuyas, that's good for what Ra said. You know where you bought it, but you forgot. You don't remember. A year ago you went to Albuquerque, now you're going again. You don't remember which is the good one, which is not the good one. So if you know that they are stored, this we call Taruvis HaChanuyas. It's a very important expression. It's a mixture of stores. You don't know which store is reliable and which is not. Assuming you can't check anymore, otherwise you check. You can't check anymore. You know 9 stores are not reliable, 1 store is reliable. You know which store you bought in. So it's not the Ra, it's not a Suffolk Ridge store. But you don't remember which is the good store and which is not the good store. In that case, the Rajba's rule applies that whatever is in the store is Kavua, and whatever came out of the store is Parish. Now, if 9 are treif, and 1 is kosher, it doesn't really matter. Even if you got basarayv, it would be treif. But let's say 9 are kosher and 1 is treif. So, and you know you have 10 stores in town. Okay, before I gave an example, 9 treif. I should have said 9 kosher, 9 are reliable, and 1 is not reliable. But you don't know which is the reliable, which is not reliable. So there the Rashba's rule applies. Whatever you took out of the store before you had a suffix, before you forgot, it's called the parish, the Ruba parish. Whatever's still in the store is called Kavua Kemetza Amechzadam. Taruvis HaChanuyos. You have a mishmash of stores, you can't figure it out anymore. If you can figure it out now, you figure it out now. Can't figure it out. They're all owned by non-reliable people. But you looked into it at some point, and you figured out the Metzias. And now you forgot. So now, you can't Google it. Before Google. You don't remember what happened. So then, Taruvah Sachanuya is called Kavua Kemetzal Mechzadami. That is the Chavis Das. I can't say it's Pshat in the Rajba. His Lashon is, he would have said the Rajba's case in this case. But this is his Psak.
But you can't buy.
What? So he owes his Kavua because Taruvah Sachanuya is in the store is Kavua. even though you would say it's not nikar b'makayma, but still a mixture of stores where it was known at one point that one of the stores is not reliable, that's called Tarubas Chanuyas, and that's also called Kol Kavua.
That's true.
That's the chiddush that the Chavis Das says in his first portion.
Isn't that exactly what the Raz says?
No, the Raz is talking where you found the intestines, not the Raz. The Raz and the Raz are two different things. The Raz.
No, but isn't that the Raz, though?
No, the Raz is that all 10 were reliable stores at the time. And later, one is Nizgala to be different. Here, at the time you knew, and later you forgot, he says, Mayri begavna da yoyedua shachanus achas mecheres. It's like the fifth line of Chavis Das. Begavna da yoyedua shachanus achas mecheres tomid basa treifa. Test chanuya is berchem basa kosher. It was known. One is treif, nine are kosher. Bal chanuya essential of the kechavim mechre basa. And they're all not reliable owners. Vishachach eze chanus mechre basa kosher. They don't remember. Oz, you know, Halcham Basa Ruba, you know, Halcham Basa Rai Meichrin. Vayif, Bechundus Achad Basa Neged, Koltes Chanu Yeslein, Meshkichan Arai Basa, Raka Rai Vamaychrin. So that he mentioned something we'll talk about. Kimi the Rai Vamaychrin Toli, Loi Shayach Bei Vittel Barai, Kimi Mavatel Meichrin, Shabbai Din Kavua, Kameshkos Aramban Barashba, Gabay Yoimel Lishlucha Yitzei Vikadeshli, Geshmaki Case. I'm going to confuse everybody, but you have the case of Parshas Chayesara. You all heard once the Vart on Arami Oyvei Ravi. How was Lavan going to destroy? So Eliezer was a shleiach to be mekadesh Anisha. And the Gemara says, the Gemara is in Nozi Yud Beis. Gemara says if you send a shleiach to be mekadesh Anisha and he dies, you also bechal nashin shabailo, because maybe he was Makadish, this woman's sister or mother or daughter. Unless you find a woman that was just a guy or something that you know has no relevance. He tried to kill Eliezer, it would have been us. Okay, the Kasha of Avertel. But you're right. But at any rate, so he brings a raya from there. He said, the Ramban says, that's called Kokavua Kamechtel Mechza. Why don't you go about Sarayv? The Shliach went, he Makadish someone. The Shliach died. He had enough time to be Mekadish. So you're not allowed to marry anybody. Why can't you marry anybody? Call the Parish Maruma Parish. Teretz is, it's exactly the case of a bunch of stores. And at one time, one was Nicker. When the guy was, my fellow was Mekadish, it was Nicker. And now it's forgotten. It's forgotten because he died. Or he disappeared. So that's called Kavua. Kemetz HaMechza, Dami, the Ramban and the Rashba said. So here also, Bishas the Safik, I knew there were which stores were treif and which stores were kosher. Now I forgot. So here also, the Safik is now when Yitzchak goes to get married. But it doesn't matter till Yitzchak goes to get married, just like it doesn't matter till I go to the store to buy. Right? But it was once.
What is halakhic taich of kavua? How would you say
kavua? Oh, that's a hard question. Kavua means set. It's used here as a legal terminology. Called kavua as opposed to parish. Kavua meaning it's in its place. In its place has to be nikar b'makayimai. That's the crucial condition.
Okay.
This is the Chavis Das's psak. I don't think anybody has a problem with the Chavis Das's psak. The question is how to learn the shach. The Chavis Das says tarubas chanuyais is all also totally in kavua and parish. I have to think about probably because it's not Lamafreya. Right? This is not a reverse of Lamafreya. Lamafreya, probably.
Rashba doesn't necessarily agree to that. Rashba says when you know it's trying
to it's not a Suffolk. Yeah, see, here also it's not a Suffolk Achanuyas. Because I know I bought it in this store. I just don't remember if this is the Kosher or Trev. So the Rashba, that fits into the Rashba. It's certainly not a steer to the Rav, put it that way. Ross says you don't remember which store. So it's not the Rajba's case. If you look in the beginning, the Chavis Das seems to say everyone agrees that Tarubas Chanuyas. It says, Koswa Paiskim Tarubas Chanuyas, Kagundim Sareya Trefa. Was he saying the Rajba is supposed to be a case of Tarubas Chanuyas? He says, this is my case of Tarubas. Now I want to tell you as an aside, this is the Chavis Das, then we'll do the Shach. In the Chavis Das, the Nafkamina has to do with the quick and loan Shaila. I wrote an article recently for one of the journals detailing the different areas of Suffolk in the journey to get Quicken to make to have a Hetiska, which they have now. They have a Hetiska, and they publicize on their site that they have a Hetiska. And the questions that were involved in sort of the journey. Quicken was a unique case. It's not typical. It's not similar to the Israeli banks. It's a totally unique case because they sell the loans quickly. And in part of it, I wrote the following. Kishasadarti haisugyil of Neymar and Agar of David Feinstein Shlita. I went to him to say it's no good. Heyir bezeha oracheres, yadahar. Hainu. Quicken, meicheres hamashkanta, mashkanta is Hebrew for a mortgage, meicheres hamashkanta bishuk. Quicken, when Quicken Loans issues a loan to you, they immediately turn around within a few weeks, sometimes within a few days, and they sell the mortgage out in the marketplace. So I say meres, kafiyah heteriska, the way it's written in the heteriska, him shluchin l'sader havah mebekar acheres. The way the Hetiska does it is I have an Isko with Quicken, not a loan. I make Quicken a Shliach to go out and get, they're not going to get an Iska, Fannie Mae's not doing Hetiskas. They go out to the marketplace and get a loan. A loan. Then my Shliach to get a loan, to use the loan money to pay off the Iska. And since they're my Shliach to get the loan, I now deal with the lender who's hopefully not Jewish. So I'll address that. That's another part of this. But so David said, "Min lolan sha'isim shekaynes es hamashkanta heim einam Yehudim." How do you know the people they sell it to are not Jewish? Yesh b'shuk harbi malvim shem Yehudim. And his issue was, why don't you go bus arrive? Maybe that's called kavua. Maybe that's called kavua. That's taruvis achanuyas. We know that out there. Now it changes, the market changes every few months. But out there, there are Jewish companies that buy mortgages. And his question was whether that should be considered kavua, is taruva sechanuyas. The marketplace has a bunch of stores, some who are and some who are not Jewish. The roiv are certainly not Jewish, between how much the government buys, which is a great portion. And places like Chase or Citibank, which is not Jewish. So the Reiv is certainly not Jewish, but the army that are Jews. And the question was, Taruva Sechaduyais, it should be an issue of Kol Kavua Kabat Tzamech Tzedami. Now, Reb David, you have to know Reb David, he thought about it silently for a couple of minutes. And then he said, you can rely on Kol Deparish. I was relieved, and I said, thank you. I went on to our next topic. But afterwards, I need a little biur in what may be a possible explanation. So what I suggested here is something that says in a different Chavis Das, but and the Bina Sodom, the Chazainish, and Ramayish, and Nikris Mayish. That something is only Nikr Babakaimai if it's possible to be Mevar. Quicken, as a general policy, does not tell the lender not that they sold it. They usually service the loan. And not to whom they sold. I have many calls from people who say they took a loan from Quicken 2 years ago. I say, look, by now it's sold already. So no, it's not sold. I get a bill from Quicken every month. No. Quicken services loans, even after they sell them, if the buyer is willing. Even Fannie Mae loans, they continue to service it, which means the bill comes from Quicken, and they're the servicing company for the people that bought it. But it's sold. In virtually all cases, the loan is sold. The only time it's not sold is when someone defaults, which the person calling me knows if he defaulted or not.
The question but, is whether they get a service fee or they get a portion of the interest.
No, they get a service fee, and that's it. That's what the lawyers told us.
Which is default. Yep. Somebody's got some afraid,
it's no good. What? You said default. Default is later. So default creates a tremendous problem. In this whole heter, we're quick in, if you look at the nusach, it was an asterisk, or even was an asterisk, it was a paragraph at the end. This is all talking if you pay a loan. If you default, you can have other problems. And it's really only if you default within a year. But now it's 6 months, the law keeps on changing, but if a person defaults within a brief period of time, you wrote in the kokeire that you got to ask a shag. You can start defaulting, you have a problem.
Who was the Rav's client? The bank? Quicken?
The Rav? Nobody paid me a penny. Who's my client? You're thinking like a lawyer. I'm a Rav. Nobody paid us anything.
Is the Rav acting on behalf of the borrowers?
We're working on behalf of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are taking loans in Quicken. You have to know. So Pigak was nefesh. Yidden were taking loans from Quicken. And we put a kol kaire. We even did the biggest person that could be, a letter to the FJJ. And he put it as the first letter. And it said Quicken Loans. And it said everybody should know Quicken Loans. You know, that's a, you don't get things that Jews read more than that. Except maybe the pomegranate ads. And I want you to know that it goes in one ear when you're not holding by taking a loan. It's out of space. But I want to tell you, we had Rabbanim who are involved in Ribbis, had continuously people who called. They arranged with Quicken, they took a mortgage, they told their friend, told the other friend, and someone came back and said, hey, Quicken is Jews, you have a Ribbis issue. Many people rushed to refinance within the first month, which involves an expense. All the refinancing, all the costs come up again. And I suspect many people were not oimid in the Nisayan. It's a big Nisayan, you know, to refinance. So I'm not going into the Ribbis issue, which is a Basundari issue. I'm going into the Kavua issue. So there is a heter, and it's spelled out here, which is that the Taruvas Chanuyas case is a case where it was Efshel Lavar at some period of time. Some point in time it was Mavur. Here, where it's hard to be Mavar, and we're going to learn later that if you can be Mavar by investigating, that's not called Efshel Lavar, the Chazon Yish says. And therefore, that would fall outside of the category of Taruvas Chanuyas. This is basically the heter, I'm surmising, Rav Moshe held of the heter that Rav David was thinking of it. And it's a shep. Next time I have a chasna Rav David, I hope to discuss it with him again. But so that's A. What? The Rajma said there it's mutter. He said there's not nikkur b'makayimai, and it's always mutter. The Rajma said only if you took it. Mashu, if you left it there, it's also. And that he asked, what's the difference? Not nikkur b'makayimai. He meant to say it should be mutter anyway. It shouldn't be kavula. But the Rajma said different. So why? Because it was nikkur at the time. This heter is saying, in which case? In the Rashba's case? The deal from the Rashba is if you know one of the stores is trade, if you don't know which one, the Rashba says it's Aser. And we're saying now that it's Mutter. So you're saying is according to Chavis Das, Taka Mutter. According to the Chavis Das, it's Taka Mutter. So I'll tell you, you're right and you're wrong. I didn't go into it, but I wrote here, is it depends. If you go to the bank and take the loan, that's kavua. If the bank comes to you and gives the loan, that's parish.
Doing it online.
The issue here is what happens if you're at home and the bank is in the store. Now here, it's not you. You made Quicken a shliach. So some shliach, now where's the money coming? It's all in cyberspace. This whole money, the money is wired, I assume. Right. I don't think Quicken goes and picks up not a check and not cash. I assume. So it is a complicated issue if it's parish or kavua. But if it's not nikah v'makayim b'shas ma'isa, it should still be mutter. That's what it seems. Okay.
The servicing is
not an issue. As long as you do as there's a head to service. Okay. Again, the issue of taruvas hachanuyais. In our case, there's more than one possible explanation. The explanation, though, that I put here is the following explanation. I brought the case in Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Now, in Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Yud, it's very similar. And there, the case was as follows. Now, listen carefully to the case. It's pretty open and shut. It's not Kuf Yud. It's Kuf Yud Dalet. It's a separate area. Separate din. It's just Aloch HaLamaisa. Geshmak. Somebody went out and bought pickled vegetables in the street, in the market. Vegetables are kosher. Pickling it. The metzius is that a miut of them pickle it using wine, which is makes a treif, and roiv of them pickle not using wine. You ask me how I know? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's the given case. Okay? Kaina mine kavushin. He buys things that are pickled. Is it mutter to buy from a guy to rely on Raiv that there's no yayin shalissa? So the other Rama says, if you go to the store and buy it, that's kavua. If you get the money outside of the store, then that's parish in the shuk. And I tell you, the Chavis Das says, even in the shuk, if the fellow in the shuk has a stand, that's kavua. If he's walking around the shuk trying to sell it, that's parish. So it depends how he buys it. So if you go into the store, it's kavua. If you come out, it's parish. On that, the Mati Yenison says, Kan, Eina Yisra Nikim B'Makayim. Here, you go into the store, there's a guy selling pickled stuff. The Yisra is not Nikim B'Makayim. Why is that called kavua? Hahach Eina Yisra Yadua V'Nikim. So he says, Sarach Leimer, Kima de Mayinu Rayin, Raitzim Lachar Velidresh Miyad, Hayeshel Avar, Veleida Hadavar, Ibkain Ikaradvarim Nikar Viyadua. He says, it would be Nikar Viyadua. Now, it's a little confusing. What does he mean, Yemeshel Avar Miyad Nikar Viyadua? I'm surmising, the pshat is, that if you go there, when he pickles it, you can see if he's putting in wine. That's true, you walked in later, but since at some time, it was possible to be mevarer, that's called kavua. Now, it seems clear from the Mati Yenison that if that were not the case, we can rely on kol deparish even if you go into the store. Because in the store, it's not a davar hanikar b'mekaymai. We know some are yidden and some are goyim. Some have wine, some don't have wine. But it's not nikar b'mekaymai. In the case of quicken, to me, it's not nikar. Now, I don't know if they went to Yidden or Goyim. Now you'll tell me, but Mr. Quicken knows. Mr. Quicken, the Chazanish said a mummer is not Neman. Mali not lay Akbar, Mali not lay mummer. And therefore, it would seem that it's not a case of Kavua. That's not called Kavua b'Mekayimai. You'll tell me, there's Echad B'Saif HaElam who knows. There's somebody who knows. There's probably going to find someone working in Quicken and ask them, do me a taiva, look it up on your computer, tell me who it is. So for that I mentioned that Chavis Das later and the Chachma Sadam and Ramesh the Chazanish say that's not called Nikah B'Mekayim. If you can investigate, that's not called Nikah B'Mekayim. I think a raya from the Eliezer case with the Shliach. There's also someone in the world who knows. You have to be two Eidim by the Kedushin. Someone in the world who knows. That's not enough. It has to be Nikah without investigation.
You can't see what kind of bottles of wine the guy poured into the
He doesn't have the. If he has the bottles of wine, it's easy. Then you're right. But the case is that he's not. He's selling now his pickle stuff. I don't know which Rajma's case. The Chavis Das's Rajma's case or the Rajma's case. So right now, we're talking about the Chavis Das's case. You knew there was one tray for nine kosher. You forgot which one. Torah v'sechanuyas. Okay, so let's get to the Rajma's case because it's important. Ad kan the Chavis Das. So we have a sugya it's complicated. What you have to do is remember, the Chavos Das himself is the Yesod of Taruvas HaChanuyos. The rule of Taruvas HaChanuyos, that's the Rashba's case, where stores are not recognizable, they were once recognizable, and that's the case of the Chavos Das, is Rashba's case, where he says that that's called Kavua. If it's still there, and the store would be Nicker, or was once Nicker, that's called Adkan, part one of today's shiur, the Chavos Das, which is 5/6 of the shiur time-wise. We come to the Shach. The question how to deal with the Shach. And again, it's really the Rajva, Pash Pshat and the Rajva. Okay, Teruvas Chanuyos, we have three things that are clear. The Ran holds, you don't say Lamafreya, easy. The Ra holds, if the suffix is restore, you do say Kabbalah Lamafreya, also easy. Chavos Das has a case of Teruvas Chanuyos, that's sugya number three. Not easy, but that's the Chavos Das, that's the Chavos Das's case. Now we come back to the Rashba's case, the controversial case. Again, that's the case with the intestines. Okay, so you have 10 stores that are selling meat. For some reason, all their intestines made it to one place, which could happen today because all the shechita houses sell the organs to dog food places. So you have a guy in a truck going from store to store picking up all the inner organs. And one of them is treif. What do you do now? So the Rashba, the way the Chavos Das brought it, said it depends. If it was parish before you discovered it, that's called a parish meruba parish, which everybody's happy with. It's no worse than being batel b'raya. The issue is what's still in the store. You have things that are still in the store. The Rashba implies pretty clearly that in this case, we have 10 stores, let's say each one had one animal, and only 10 intestines are together, and one of them is treif, whatever is in the store is called kavua kemechza mechzedam. So after Rashba, what are you talking about? It's ein ha'isr nikr b'makaymai. There's no nikr b'makaymai, Chavos Das ha'isr, rather. It's not an isr nikr b'makaymai, that's not a case of kol kavua. What are we going to do? So it's a kashin. I'm not sure how to answer it. I read over and over and over the Lashon of the Chavos Das in the second half where he explains the Rashba, hunting for a teretz. And the teretz may be, this I'm telling you, everything I told you till now, I'm just explaining what state. The answer may be the following. We consider this Nikr b'makayme because there was a moment where it was Nikr, but nobody looked. When was that? In 10 stores, each of the stores, a shech is shecht in an animal and pulled out the intestines. At that moment, had he checked the intestine, he could have noticed that it's treif. Now, is that good enough? I pointed to Matti Einison. Matti Einison said, when you buy pickled vegetables, it's not nikr b'makayimai. His lasha was, hoya nikr miyad. What does he mean miyad? I think he means, if you had walked in when the guy was pouring in the ingredients, you could have known. There was a moment you could have known. You came later, you didn't know. But there was a moment when it was Nikr B'Makaymai. And if at that moment it was Nikr B'Makaymai, that's enough to make it be called Kavua. It's really a kula. It's a chumra in this case. It makes it into Kavua. It's called the parish.
Wouldn't that be indefinite? When would ever that be Nikr B'Makaymai? There was one time in history where
how could you have a kavua that's not nikr b'makaymai? So the cases of kavua not being nikr b'makaymai are cases where it's not something you could see. Where the case, the Chazanish's case, you have a store that sells glasses, not packaged. Sells glasses. Roiv glasses are made in factories that are not Jewish. Riyad are made in factories that are Jewish. Now in this store, a mummer brought it in. If you go to the store, to the factory and buy it, that's kavua. But you didn't go to the factory. Suffolk didn't start in the factory. Suffolk started when the USPS guy came, or the UPS fellow came, and he delivered the glasses. Now, if at that time it was a nicker, today they're return labels, but the Chazanish is talking in his day, So if the mummer brought it into the store and he has no nemanis, that's a nicker b'makaymai. In its place, it's not nicker what it is.
Was the sheikh obligated to check out if there was something?
No, he's not obligated to check and test it.
Because he had the opportunity.
That's the suggestion I'm saying, to try to answer a difficult Rajma. So the Rajma Shita is, if it's not known b'shas ma'isa, we don't give it a din of kavua, unless it's a suffik in chanuyas. In other words, the Rajma is half the Ran. The Ran says we never say it l'mafrei, even if it's a suffik in chanuyas. The Rajma says if it's not a suffik in chanuyas and it was parish before the suffik was known, we don't say l'mafrei. That's the Rajma's kula. Because the Ross says when it's suffik chanuyas l'machri, he says if it's not suffik it's l'mekel. So the Rajma saying we don't say l'mafrei in such a case, but if it was still in the store, it's kavua. This seems to be the issue. If you accept the aside that it was nikkur at a certain moment, it's adequate. It may answer other kashas in the sugya of kavua and parish. It would be nice to have to be able to put together a shtikal tayra on it. I'm not sure it's correct, but this may be a biur in the Rajma. The bottom line is that the Rajma has a chumra. It's hard to be makel against the Rajma. The shach brings it. We have a kasha. And despite the fact that he has a kasha, Chavazaz explains the Rajma. So we have the confusing case. The Ran, the Ra'ah, the two of us Chanuya, it's all less confusing. This case of the Rajma, where you already went to a store and bought, and later they find that one of the intestines has treif in it, so what you bought is called the parish, Shalom Yisrael, no problem. What's still in the stores, could be a big hefse, still in the stores that they're all kavua, that's the psak of the Rajma and the Shach. The Ran disagrees. And I promise you at the end of Shir to mention a halacha l'maisa in the kitchen case that may be tali in it, so let me lose the last few minutes to give you a very geshmaka case. The Har Tzvi has the Shaila in Yeridaya. I think it's Tshuva Tzadik Tess, geshmaka case. Listen to the case. A lady has in her refrigerator three containers of par of margarine and one container of butter that's milchik. The assumption is that all the containers look the same. They're three plastic containers. She knows which is which. But one is butter and three are margarine. She went over without thinking and took some of the whatever she took and fried schnitzel with it. And now she realizes, did I fry it with the margarine? Or did I fry it with the... With the butter? That's the question. So here, listen to what he says. He says, this is kavua. Why is it kavua? It's nikkur b'makaymai. In the refrigerator, I know which is melechik, I know which is parim. It's called kavua.
She can't figure out months,
what?
She can't figure it out.
It's been used many times. There are a lot of, otherwise you're right. So listen to what he says. It's called kavua kemetza mechzadami. And therefore... He says, therefore, what? So he says, it's basar oif b'chalav, which is a drabana. Kol kavua kemetza mechzadani. So it's a 50-50 deal. Basar oif is a drabana. So memela kol kavua is a kula. He says, hold on a minute. There's a machloikis in Tzadik Ches, the case of Nishbach, between the Shach and Taz, if Basar Oif B'chalav gets the kulas of Safed Rabban L'kul. Oh. There, the Shach says, look, Basar Oif B'chalav is too close to Basar B'chalav. Now, Basar Oif B'chalav we treat just like all Basar B'chalav, and therefore, the Shach is Machmir, the Taz is Mekel. Prima Gadim says, Yesh L'hokel B'hefsid Meruba, Mekel B'hefsid Meruba, Darach HaShulchan, is more night to lahakol. He says a machlokes of a bracha. It's a machlokes. Har Tzvi says it's a machlokes. So the Har Tzvi, I'll be mitzarif the shita saran that you don't say kavua l'mafreya. You don't say kavua l'mafreya. How's this a case of kavua l'mafreya? Sounds like the suffix is... The suffix is, I took it out of the fridge. It was no iser. B'shas, I took it out. Later, I mixed it in with meat. It became a shayla l'mafreya. What did I take out? See, he holds that you can be mitzarif the rani, you can eat the schnitzel. Wow. Here's the unbelievable piece of it. He's mata the schnitzel because he relies on safed rabban l'kula. But he says, but you have to kasha the kalim. Because the kashering the kelim is davar sheishem hatirin. We don't say stuff derabanan lekula by davar sheishem hatirin. So imagine this: a lady goes into the Eretz Yisrael, says, "I have the schnitzel, could I eat it?" Says, "Eat it, you're allowed to eat it, but you know if you eat it hot, the fork, the plate, the pot, kasha them."
Yeah.
I should eat it and then kasha the kelim. That's his psak. This says eat it, and then assuming kashering is davar sheishem hatirin, self debated. What? I don't know what happened in Los Angeles. They said the food is good and you have to cash in the kelim. It would not have sold well as a psak. But that's what seems to come out. It comes out from this. You can eat the meat, but you have to cash in the kelim.
By this point, my wife is
so I don't know. Okay. Yitzhashem will pick up on this. Yitzhashem.